Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
I don't have many updates for you today, so
no,
you truly might want to start.
I feel like I've been populating the hot tops more than you this week, which is, again, quite rare.
Yeah, I think it's feeling bad about it.
I think it's just for when you don't have any, when you're like totally out on the Kardashians. Like, Kardashians have been doing some newsworthy things, but you haven't been adding them to the list. So.
What have they been doing?
Well, you sent me that TikTok of, like, Khloe and Tristan holding hands.
No, but then I clarified. I said this was an old clip. Never mind.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Not news. Lamar Odom is creating all those, or paying money, charity? What's the word? Donating to a bunch of... oh my gosh. Rehab facilities in California?
Okay.
That's like Khloe Kardashian adjacent.
Yeah. But like, even if I was paying attention to them, I probably wouldn't have put that down.
Okay. What about Kim wearing Balenciaga still?
She did?
Well, I heard on a podcast that she was wearing a Balenciaga shirt out and about.
Oh my God. Okay. All the more reason not to pay attention to them.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all
I've been adding, okay? It's just that a lot of my updates are the same as yours, and I know you have it covered.
Yeah. No, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying.
Stop criticizing me. You know how I feel when you criticize me.
She's sensitive, guys.
HSP.
Okay, let's get into Scandival updates. There hasn't been much that's happened in the past week.
How long do you think this is going to go on for? I swear,
for as long until we see the end of the reunion.
Then you know what? I'll continue providing you with Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber updates.
I see that on the list. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, agreed. So, Raquel slept over at Tom's house when Ariana was away. Honestly, I would burn that fucking house to the ground while they're in it if somebody did that to me.
But she decorated it so nicely.
I do. Oh my gosh. From the last episode where they showed their dining room table and it was like the.
Yeah.
It was like the black. She had like a black wall, like an accent wall with like a kind of black and kind of like a cow rug underneath her table with like pink velvet chairs. It looked sick.
Yeah. I remember when they furnished it completely because remember it was a whole storyline that Tom and Ariana didn't have furniture in their house.
Yeah.
And then when they did furnish it, they invited everyone over and I was like, wow. This is superb.
Yeah. See, I always vacillate between wanting like a really neutral, aesthetically boring, but beautiful vibe versus like going full out like color and texture and like intensity, you know?
Yeah, no, I've been there along your journey.
Yeah. Now I'm kind of halfway in between right now. But so it's, I don't know if I love it, but I like it. I just like feel like you do need a bit of color sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I've learned from you, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I used to just want neutral stuff.
Yeah, but like a pop of a muted color is nice.
Pink is not muted, Laura.
But they're like, it's not a lot of pink. It's like pink in the rug. That's basically it.
But then remember when you got that dinky pink chair from Wayfair?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we returned it.
But now you got a bougie mattress.
Yeah, my fucking mattress journey. Oh my God. Bought a new mattress, guys, just so you know they're expensive as fuck.
Well, no one told you to get a Tempur-Pedic.
I know.
You financed it?
I have to finance it. I can't throw down that kind of change just like on my salary.
Damn.
But I was telling Chava the other day, I was like, you know those... Do you remember those old Tempur-Pedic commercials where it was like an old man and he's kind of like leaning down to show like the mattress and how when he pushes in it, it kind of like absorbs his hand?
Yes, I like actually do.
Oh my God. I was howling. So I was like, that is us. Like we are those old people. And he didn't know what commercial I was talking about. I was like, it is burned in my memory that like Tempur-Pedic are for senior age citizens.
100%.
From those commercials.
And now you are one of them.
And now I'm one of them. But the guy at the mattress store said that they're like They're the nine. They got like a 95% customer approval rating. They're by far the most popular sofa mattress. He's like, we sell at least like 20 of these a week.
Really?
Yeah. Wow,
they must be making a killing.
And
I should sell mattresses.
And we got a deal because there's like, I don't know, some, he told this whole song and dance that Trav at the end thought he was like completely blowing smoke up my ass, because he said that they had a home show up in Edmonton, and because there was like a bunch of people put in orders and then canceled them, that there was like a deal, even though it's factory package still, but he gave me like $1,200 off the mattress. And Trav's like, there was no home show, like that is just like he's trying to just get you to buy it. And I was like, Google fucking Edmonton home shows right now.
You were like, well, it fucking worked.
Yeah, it worked. And then he was so embarrassed. He gets so embarrassed because I like love to make a deal. So when like I always negotiate, like when we went to Visions to buy our TV and what else do we buy from there? I can't remember. But anyways, I always think that there's a deal to be had and he just doesn't think that exists. I was like, there is literally a deal to be had at any store. Like, so just you, if you don't ask, you won't find out. So yeah. Then we've also got pillows and a mattress protector.
Wow, look at
but
you.
But I was like, Trav, like, I think we can get a package deal on these. Like, I think we can get a deal. And he's like, Laura, like, literally just, like, pay for them. Like, there's no deal to be had. I was like, you fucking wait, bud. And so I got a deal. I got, like, $100 off the mattress protector plus the second pillow for free. I was like, ooh. Bitch. That's no, why I make the decisions in the house.
Yeah. I understand. Because when it's me talking, I always find a deal as well. And I believe there's always a deal to be found. But if I'm with someone else, like my mom or my brother especially, and they start asking for deals and discounts, I get so embarrassed. Yeah. I like do anything to subtly walk away, but also not so subtly so that they get the hint.
Yeah.
That this is cringe.
I know. You're right. Because when I'm around my dad, I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously, like, can you just like pay?
I know. I'm always like, Mom, this isn't back home. You can't like bargain for everything. Meanwhile, I go on my own. I'm bargaining the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Got it
from
my mama.
You're right.
But one time, like, my brother got my mom a new cell phone at Costco, and he was pushing so hard for this one deal that the guy pretty much promised us and then took back. I don't know why. But I was getting so embarrassed standing next to my brother trying to, like argue with this man and get the deal that I was like, just let it go. Just let it go. And then my brother walked away, and I went back to get something and I gave that guy shit. So.
That a girl. You tell him.
I did tell him.
He did go along with my ploy. So I was like, okay, like we obviously love the Tempur-Pedic and we're definitely getting this, but we have to go over to the Coil mattresses and pretend like we are really interested in them because they're way cheaper and we have to keep mentioning our budget, even though we didn't have a budget. So he would like play along and come and lay on the other beds with me.
Interesting. I'm learning. You gotta say you have a budget, okay.
Yeah. But between the Tempur-Pedic and the bingo, we're definitely senior age citizens.
Oh, yeah. Laura went to go play bingo on Saturday. But I was jealous of that. I've been asking my friend to go for bingo.
It was so fun. Except for at the casino, they allow smoking inside. So I felt like I was coughing and had nasally issues the day after. It was gross.
Yikes.
But the bingo was so fun. Except for Trav is like so fucking slow. So like we bought 6 cards each. But he kept on needing to go pee, of course, because he's drinking. And he's like, you have to pee every 2 fucking seconds.
Yeah. No one can beat my need to pee.
You guys are pretty close. Mm. But I don't know. You'd have to have a test. But anyways, every time he went to the bathroom, I kept playing his cards. And like, yeah, it was difficult, but I could keep up. I went to go pee one time. And I came back and Trav was
just
like,
do it.
He was sitting there like stunned. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's the number. I-35. I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You're gonna have to go back. Like, you're gonna have to go back. I was like, I don't have time to go back and check everything. So it's just the whole game was a wash. And then it was frustrating because it was like a 3-game series. So they have like one design, then another design, then a blackout. But he had mucked it up from the beginning.
Did you guys ever win?
No.
Nice.
But it's like playing the slots. Like, you don't go to actually win. You go to just, like, press buttons.
Yeah, no, it looked like a ton of fun. Plus, you just drink while you do it.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. Okay,
so. Okay, anyways, back to Scandoval. So Raquel sleeps over at his house when Ariana's away, and she brings, like, all of her belongings. And then after they tried to play it off, like, she wasn't actually sleeping over. She was just, like, popping in. But she had so many bags. And then the bag company, did you see this? So it was like BEIS was the bag brand.
Shay Mitchell's brand.
Yeah. So they gifted Ariana like a full set of bags, which is
such
amazing.
A good marketing scheme for them.
Yeah. So good.
Ploy, whatever.
And then just recently, Tom took Raquel and two large suitcases to the airport. I don't know where she's headed, but he's like driving her to the airport. Obviously, they're like, a couple like that much is clear.
Yeah.
They released all the reunion looks.
Talk about revenge dress.
That dress is so sick.
Like, she also looks so sick.
Yeah,
she's obviously been working on a ton. Like, she's always fit, but she just looks next level.
Yeah, like the abs were popping
for sure, and the red looks so good on her.
So good. What do you think of the other looks?
I never like what Katie wears.
Yeah, I didn't like Katie's.
So Sheena's dress was nice for Sheena, I will say that, but everyone else was boring.
I feel like Sheena just had too much fabric going on. Like, she's got just a short figure that I feel like a long dress like that just wasn't great. And I feel like Lala looks good in everything, but I didn't love the pattern of her dress.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a look for Sheena. It was just for Sheena.
Yeah. I did like Tom's look, that kind of like
which
more
one?
Casual. Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
Tom Sandoval just like he was heading to a funeral, his own funeral.
He pretty much was.
Yeah. So Andy also said that at the outset of the reunion, he had separate sit downs with each of Tom, Raquel, and Ariana. So they all had a chance to like tell their story before they got launched at by the rest of the group. And I listened to a podcast where Lala was on Shenanigans again, talking about the reunion. And they were basically saying that, Lala was saying that everyone else went out after, but then she went home and she was like crying and really upset and just felt like really icky from the reunion. Basically from like being around people who could do such horrific things and like sit there right. And not even feel remorse and smile and whatever. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting reunion, but apparently it's only a 2-part reunion.
Like that's better, honestly, because they've tried with these 3 parts and they give nothing until the last part.
Yeah, I agree with you. 2 is appropriate.
But so are we like mid-season right now or are we almost nearing the end?
I feel like someone said the reunion was going to be like mid-May. So I feel we probably have like 6 episodes left maybe before the reunion.
That's plenty.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'd say we're like a half to a two-thirds way through.
Okay, good.
Yeah. In other news, Summer House Martha's Vineyard is a new show that's coming to Bravo.
We sort of talked about this, right? It was in the works at one point.
I can't remember.
Is this with like a people of color as cast?
Yeah, it's an all black cast.
Yeah, so we spoke about this. Okay, so it's happening.
Yeah. They released the trailer. Did you watch it?
No. Obviously not. When you know what? I muted Queens of Bravo and Best of Bravo.
Because you're just sick of Scandoval?
No, I'm just sick of their stories. Like they just always reposts and I don't know, whatever. So I didn't see this.
Okay, so they released the trailer. It looks really good. It looks like these group of friends. It kind of looks like Vanderpump season 1. Like these are actually a true group of friends who all have like dynamics and are different kind of stages. Like there's one group that's one couple that's married, but the rest are mostly single. Looks like there's a lot of like hooking up amongst them and they're definitely partying a lot. So it looks like it's going to be a good show and I'm going to definitely tune in.
So when does it come out? How many episodes and which channel?
I don't know. And Bravo.
Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo.
Exactly.
Also, is Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip airing right now?
Yes.
Have you been watching?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Is it good?
No, it's not great. I mean, frankly, I don't really love Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip anyways, but...
Yeah, I couldn't watch the last season.
Yeah, so they're in Thailand. The cast is... The thing is, it's so strange because the timeline is they basically ended Salt Lake City and then 2 days later flew to Thailand. So right after Jen pled guilty, they fly to Thailand. So like all that like drama between Heather and Whitney is still like really fresh and new. And it's like just a lot of rehashing of the same shit. And right. Like the Candace and Giselle animosity from their season and the whole Chris thing, that's still heated. So it's just like same old, same old. And I don't know Portia, but she's on the show. And I think if I knew her, I'd be more interested. I just like don't know her at all. Leah's on it from New York and she's boring. Like I'm not interested in Leah at all.
Okay.
Anyways, it's not great.
I'm not going to tune in.
Yeah. I mean, it's something to watch if you have nothing to watch.
Right. Okay, big news.
Yeah. So today, Corey, and we'll get to this in the Summer House recap, but Corey from Winter House, Friends of Craig, and Sam from Summer House are officially dating.
Crazy.
Honestly, I was shocked.
Because, like, so we see Corey on Summer House this week, and we see, like, he just arrived at the end of the episode. So we see, like, Sierra talking about him. Kind of alluding to the fact that she might be into him. And then he introduces himself to Gabby and Sam. And everyone is basically just like, yeah, he's really hot and he's a fun time. But we don't know who he actually hooks up with. So I'm surprised that they came out with that news today.
Although they did show in the season trailer Sam and Corey making out in the pool.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So we kind of knew that that was going to happen. We didn't know if he was going to hook up with Sierra also. But I knew that they were going to make out. I didn't expect them to actually date because... Like, we saw Corey in Winter House, and he was really hesitant to date Jess.
I mean...
Jess is now in, like, a very serious relationship with the men as well. Yeah. She came up on either, like, my For You page or, like, my Instagram Explore page the other day. I was like, what the fuck? And, yeah,
she's got a... checking right now. What's her handle? She's got a boyfriend.
I have no idea.
Nice.
Jess. I don't know. But she's got a serious boyfriend. And... Yeah, so now Corey, like, locked it down with Sam. And it just – Sam's such an enigma to me. Like, I can't tell if I'd like her or not.
Same.
Yeah. Like, in the interview, same. I was like – the interview that we – when she was announcing her relationship, I was like, okay, I could vibe with her. But then when I see her on the show, I'm like, okay, she's a little bit too much. But, you know, she's always told she's too much. But she's just, like, not my vibes.
Yeah, I agree. Same. Yeah. I don't think she's a mean girl, though.
No, she's definitely not. Totally
agree
with
that. That's why I don't, like, have a fully formed opinion on her.
Yeah, we'll have to see more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah, so that wraps up Bravo news. In other news, Love is Blind released their next 4 episodes. You obviously watched?
Yes.
Okay, let's discuss. So in these episodes, they left Mexico and moved into their townhouses with each other. And we see Bliss and Zach meet up for the first time.
And Ox.
Yeah. When they first met, I was like, okay, she is not interested in him at all. I did not see any chemistry whatsoever. And then they have another date that they show where they're like cooking steaks and she keeps on like giving him a hard time about like being second choice,
and yeah, then which was understandable but also annoying.
Yeah, and it's just so strange. And then all of a sudden, we see them take a boat trip, and Zach fucking proposes to her
after they kissed for the first time.
Was that the first time?
Yes, that was the first time they kissed.
Oh my god, he proposes to her, and she says yes. I was like, what fuck is going on?
Like her yes was like, yeah. Well, I was just going to say no.
Did she actually say that?
Yes. Oh my
God. Like, I totally agree. The whole time she's sitting there. Well, the whole time of his proposal, she's sitting there deadpan. There's not a single smile on her face. She's just like, can you fucking be done so this can be over? Like, there's not joy. There's not like a smile. There's not like a emotion at all. She's just sitting there deadpan. And then, so I was like, wait, it almost was like she was yada yada it. Like, let's get to the fucking point so I can say no. So then when she said yes, I was like, what is going on?
And so was Zach wearing his red suit?
I can't remember if it was red or blue.
Because I feel like he's just always wearing a red suit.
Yeah.
And I need him to not.
I just find it strange. Like, why are you rushing it? Like, you're. It's like they want to be on the show so bad that that's why they had to, felt like they had to get engaged. So they can be like, we were out of the game. Now we're back in. Like, now you got to give us all the shit and we can be part of all the storylines.
Every time they speak and Zach says something, I'm like, oh, Bliss is going to get the ick. And how is she going to respond to this? And then she responds with something even weirder. And I'm just like, maybe they are meant to be.
I know. I do start to think that maybe she is weirder than we know her to be. But I truly just think that she just wants to be on TV. Like, she doesn't come across as that kind of person, but I just can't fathom any other realm in which she would agree to propose to him if it wasn't for TV. Like, what the fuck?
Imagine, I'm just like trying to put myself in her position and me being me. Some guy who chooses someone else comes to me and says, I made a mistake. Take me back. I can't even imagine me then saying yes to a proposal 2 weeks later.
I know. Like, you, like, what is going on?
And like, this is just scripted. It has to be.
I know. And they kind of had a back and forth where Bliss was saying, like, I am your second choice. And Zach was trying to justify it by saying, like, no, you weren't my second choice because I have no interest in Irina anymore. But the fact
is, that's literally second choice.
Well, he was trying to say, like, yeah, you would be second choice if I was, like, pining after this other person and then they didn't want me and I chose you. But, like, I'm not pining after them. I rejected them and now I'm coming to you. I'm like, hey, but put yourself back in the pod situation. Like, you were pining. Both these women were pining for you. You had your pick of the litter and you chose someone. It didn't work out and now you're going to the next one. Like, if it's not necessarily a second choice, but, like, a default pick, like, it's like, I'll go with the next one.
I just wonder if, like, what if Irina had reciprocated, you know?
For sure.
What then?
Yeah, I feel like it would have been a totally different story.
Still second choice.
Yeah, I agree. They're twisted. Did you see? So apparently they're having a live reunion.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I saw that today. I sent you one on TikTok. And there's a preview of, like, all the cast. And literally Zach looks like he went to the wilderness for 10 months and came out and didn't shave or cut his hair. Like, he looks like a bush man.
So they're not together then.
Clearly not together. There's no fucking way.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. Then, so that's one couple. Then we get to all this in these episodes. They're living together. They're starting to check out each other's apartments and meet other people's families and friends. So Micah and Paul check out Paul's apartment. It's like literally like he bought everything off Craigslist. Not the vibes. I don't know why.
No, he literally, he did pick it up. One couch was off Craigslist and the other was from the side of the road.
Yeah. Like, how are these men? Like, it's just
like, no wonder you're going on a fucking dating show where you get married after 5 weeks because no one else is going to take you.
Yeah. Like, the minute I walked into that home, I'd be like, wow, am I fucking 16 again? Like, it's just gross.
Yeah.
But they meet Micah's friends, Shelby, and I can't remember the other ones. And we had a back and forth about this whole interaction.
No. So let me just say that, first of all, I was in comedy class when we were having this conversation. And I had just briefly watched in the background before I was going to class. And I felt like I had way better points to say in my head. But then I went back and watched it again, and I have to say I've changed my opinion.
Oh, so what's your new opinion?
She sucks. Okay. Shelby sucks.
Thank you.
Because, okay, so here's what I think. I think Shelby is, like, actually one of those friends who doesn't really want their friend to succeed or do well or be happy. I think she's possessive of Micah, and she probably gets off on when Micah has problems and troubles, and now Micah is actually, like, happy and positive or whatever, and Shelby is, like, worried that she doesn't see a place for her in Micah's life anymore.
Totally agree.
Or the way that Shelby wants to be in Micah's life.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with how many times Micah was being like, you know, like, I've been through so much with her. I've been through so many relationships. I've helped her out so much. Like, she wants there to be toxicity so, like, she can provide that supporting role to Micah. And, like,
the potential. Because she doesn't know her role otherwise in that friendship.
Yeah. Because all she does is, like, talk shit. Like, yeah. I don't think she knows how to be happy for other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, originally, I felt. I will say my knee-jerk reaction was, oh, why does she suck? But then I was trying to, like, show compassion and see where she was coming from. And I was like, I guess I would want Laura to tell me if she thought that I was rushing into something and doing something stupid. Because there was one line that Shelby said that was kind of redeeming. She was like, Micah, like, you deserve the big wedding and stuff. This isn't you. Rushing into this isn't you. You want a more thought-out, planned-out wedding. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's, like, something a best friend would say because you know her well. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of everything else she said, it didn't matter because Shelby sucks.
Yeah. And I agree with you that if she had approached it in a different way, it was coming from a place of, like, love and care, then the issues that she was raising, like, yes, that is what a best friend should do. Like, if she did have broader concerns that, like, this whole journey wasn't right for Micah, probably should have raised it before she went on the fucking show.
Yeah.
But okay. And then if she also had concerns about the guy, okay, you can raise them. But I was saying in our conversation, I was like, I would expect that if you had, like, major concerns over someone I was dating but knew that, like, I was obsessed, in love with them, so happy, ready to get married, you'd approach it in a very, like, muted way. Like, okay, that's great. I'm so happy for you. Amazing. There's a few things here that, like, mm-hmm. have you thought about this or have you thought about that? Like, completely support you in your decision. Just, like,
yeah.
Here's a couple things I'm noticing. Have you noticed that? And, like, what are your thoughts on that? As opposed to just, like, he sucks.
Yeah, I think Shelby got pretty excited and hyper around the cameras and the whole situation with alcohol. So,
yeah.
She sucked. And the other friend was just like, he's lovely. He's great. So happy for Micah.
I couldn't believe how also, like, Micah kept on saying, you're not with it. You're not with it. You're not with it. Wait, you're honestly, not with it?
Shelby made me feel bad for Micah.
I know. I just felt, and you know what? I respect Paul for being like, I don't need her approval. Like, I don't care what she says. Like, she was coming out so hard at him and, like, mocking him for speaking articulately and using big words and speaking from, like, a scientist's perspective, and she was kind of, like, demeaning him. And yeah, if somebody was like, if I met someone and they're immediately, like, demeaning me, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
I think Shelby was trying to assert dominance, like, for probably sure. Saw Paul as a threat.
Yeah.
And just her go-to is to put the other person down.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you think Micah and Paul are gonna say yes?
No.
Okay.
Not a chance. Especially with this whole, like, she's living in Arizona. I don't understand
her what dynamic. Is that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how you split your time between Arizona and Seattle. I have no clue.
She's need more information. She's also only 26. I don't understand how these people go on The Bachelor or Love is Blind or whatever when they're, like, anywhere from 20 to 28.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to turn 30 and I'm just starting to think, should I just throw my hands up and go on one of these shows?
The answer is yes. I will help you. Should I nominate you? Okay, I'll nominate you. Show would you prefer?
No. Laura, you and I are doing The Amazing Race.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't think truly. I'm rich but survive.
What? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, this is a good preview of that.
I think we would not survive because I think I'd be so scared of, like, telling you to, like, do something or, like.
Really?
Yeah, because I'd be afraid you'd get hurt by it, or I'd hurt you because I'd be, like, in the moment, like, intense and screaming or something, and I'd hurt your feelings. So I just, like, we wouldn't get anything done.
No, I think Maybe. I'm not going to say no definitively. I think, like, I would know that we're in that situation and that's what is required. So I wouldn't take it as personally.
I'd yeah. be
like, yes, just fucking tell me what to do. We need to win.
Okay. Well, it's a possibility.
As long as I can get mad at you, too.
Yeah. I don't. You can get mad at me all you want.
Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, so then we move to Jackie and Marshall.
Jesus Christ.
So confused at what exactly happened.
So I heard, I think I sent you the TikTok.
Yeah, but
apparently Marshall found STD medication for Jackie and Jackie didn't disclose that to him.
So this is confusing. I saw that. Yeah, you sent me that. But then I was thinking, like, what kind of STD would she have gotten after she's been on this fucking show and not had sex with anybody for 2 weeks? Like, where, like, isn't STD medication, like, don't you kind of, like, take it for a short time and then you're done with it? Or is there some STDs that you, like, have to take ongoing meds? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. Well, all I can say is Jackie is not looking for Marshall to be a man or aggressive. Jackie is looking for toxicity because that's totally all she knows. She wants Marshall to, like, be aggressive with her and, like, I forget what it was. Something about sex, but it just immediately I was like, red flag. She wants someone toxic. Like, she wants someone to get jealous and fight with her.
100%.
And Marshall's not going to do that.
No, because he's actually emotionally mature and he's not reactive.
Well, okay. Yes, but I will say that I don't think it was cool for him to make the decision for Jackie to tell Josh back in the pods to back off and he's going to go for Jackie. He should have let Jackie just make that decision.
Well, didn't see what happened in that scenario. I thought that Marshall kind of just approached Josh because Josh had said that if he's not with Jackie, he's going to leave. And then Jackie was all, like, torn up about that. And then Marshall went to Josh and was like, dude, I feel like you're being manipulative because I don't think that's actually true. Like, I don't – is that what you're telling her? Like, I thought he was coming from a place of, like, trying to protect Jackie's heart because you could see through Josh on the other side and was like, you're just fucking wanting to win a game. You're trying to manipulate her into, like, choosing you, and that's bullshit. And I thought that's what all he had, like, said to Josh. And then he went back into the pods and told Jackie, like, I'm your man. Like, you should pick me.
Okay, then I'm misremembering.
I could be misremembering too, but that's what I remember going down.
Well, anyway, Jackie wants toxicity. And
she for sure does.
Marshall deserves better.
I agree. And yeah. So then they go to this party. I don't know, Chelsea's birthday party, I guess. And it was so weird. Like, so Marshall tries to, like, put his coat on Jackie. Yeah. I feel like he was trying to stake his claim on her.
Yes.
And she's like, you're ruining my outfit. And yet she still wore it. But then she's talking to Josh. And I was like, how could anybody be attractive to this man? He's so repulsive.
There's so many Bartiste lookalikes in all of these shows.
It's just like that. This guy thinks he's so cool and so fly and so amazing.
With his forced, raspy vocal fry.
Yeah. And it's like, you can't even, you're not even saying real words. Like, what
are you, bro?
It's just, I just don't understand it. But he's exactly what Jackie wants. Like, she wants the ups and downs and the fiery fights and the hot and blowing hot and cold. And that's, like, exactly what she's going to get from Josh.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah, so I sent you the TikTok of Jackie and Josh at a baseball game.
No. I sent it to you first. Oh. You didn't watch any of my TikToks.
Okay, well, we know the TikTok story. So I watch your TikToks when I'm in bed because I have enough time and I know I can devote it so I don't have to, like, go through them again. So I watched all your TikToks at bedtime. Before bedtime, I scroll through my For You page and I just, like, send you TikToks as they come. So in some circumstances, I send you things that, in most circumstances, actually, because my For You page gets populated with your stuff, I end up sending you stuff that I later see that you send me. But this is why it happens.
The amount of times I check my inbox and I have messages from you and Teeps where you've sent me a TikTok I've sent you guys, and then you both go, oh, fuck, you just sent that. And I'm like, two peas in a pod. It's not my pod. But yeah, so there's a TikTok floating around of footage of Jackie and Josh at a baseball game.
Yeah.
Very recently.
Yeah. Great.
So seems Mazel like tov. They're together.
Also, Marshall is cousins with Justin from The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. A stunning revelation. But like Marshall's way hotter.
Marshall's sister's so cute.
I don't remember seeing her sister.
I liked her whole vibe. She had like purple
hair.
Oh,
yeah, with the kid.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know why like Jackie was freaking out so much about that whole interaction. So strange.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Jackie.
No, me neither. Okay, then there is not much to talk about with respect to Brett and Tiffany because literally.
Do you think Jackie and Marshall will say I do?
No. Marshall is going to not say yes to her. Well, I think they'll both say no. I think it's a double no. I think Paul and Micah, double no. Zach and Bliss, I think Bliss. Zach will say yes, Bliss will say no.
Yeah.
And then who else do we have? We have Brett and Tiffany.
Brett They're and Tiffany.
Both going to be say yes. But who else? Isn't there another couple?
Kwame and Chelsea.
Oh, God. Kwame and Chelsea. That was another one where, like, she was so stressed out about him meeting her dad, and then her dad was, like, the nicest, chillest, coolest person ever.
Totally. He seemed so down with it.
Yeah.
But Chelsea is, I think I sent you a TikTok about this, too. She's just becoming the mom.
Totally.
And he's the boy.
He, like, Kwame definitely can't handle, like, a woman who's, like, got her shit together, got a good job, independent, confident, secure.
Yeah, that's why I'm still single.
Truly. Like, you need an equally secure man. You need someone like Trav, who's so aloof. Like, there's not a lot going on in terms of, like, he doesn't have any, and I've never seen that kid have anxiety, pretty much ever. Like, he just doesn't care about really much at all.
No, it's really hard for women like Chelsea and myself to find men who are secure within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That can be in the presence of someone as secure as Chelsea and still find her attractive.
For sure. Secure and also, like, yeah, you're right. The second component, like, attracted as well. Like, they could be secure, but they also have to be, like, down for you.
Like, Kwame initially was attracted to it, right? But then that quickly fades once they realize they can't keep up or this person is way out of their league.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're going to
Chelsea deserves better. I hope Chelsea says no.
I think she will.
Yeah, like, I hope Kwame's not even given a chance to answer.
Yeah.
Oh, in the preview, who says I think you should answer first?
Micah.
Okay.
Which is weird. I feel like she's, like, giving Paul an opportunity to say no so she doesn't look like the bad guy. Like, I feel like it's manipulative. I just don't trust her.
Yeah, I don't trust Micah or Irina, who both gave apologies this week.
Yeah, so I feel like they were, like, nothing burgers. They're just, like, nothing really of interest at all.
They were also written by the same person.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what they were trying to say. Like, I feel like Micah's was a little bit better because she acknowledged, like, being immature. Irina's was just felt like a word salad.
Yeah. I give both of their apologies a 2 out of 10.
Good call.
It meant nothing.
Yeah, and then Brett and Tiffany, just goals. Like, they're just, like, so happy, content with each other. They both seem, like, so fully in love. Brett has, like, his shit together times 1,000. Like, he is a stud.
Yeah, I really hope there's no, like, catch there. I really just hope they work out.
I feel like they will, because even when they were communicating, like, Tiffany was raising concerns about the amount that Brett spends on his lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And raising, like, the broader concern of, like, making sure that them as a couple are financially stable and, like, operating within their means. And they had, like, a really mature conversation about it. She like, raised her concerns so, I don't know, like, non-emotionally. It was just, like, kind of factual.
Yeah. No, I appreciate them. I really do hope they make it.
Yeah. I think they will.
Yeah. Okay. In other news, J-Lo is rumored to be featured in a reality real estate show, and apparently she has asked for a couple or a few episodes to be devoted to her search for a new home. I'm thinking it's buying Beverly Hills.
Hmm. Oh, so she's going to be on someone else's show.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant she was going to be in
a... No, it says featured.
Her own show. Okay. Because then I was thinking, because I just got, like, you know how I signed up for that JLo fucking newsletter that one time?
Yeah.
I was just thinking that I deleted something about... She sent out one of her stupid things, and I deleted it, and now I'm trying to find it, because I was like, maybe it was about that. Anyways.
Well, while you look for that, I'll move on, because that brings me to Selling Sunset. Apparently, Selling Sunset has not asked Heather to come back for season 7. And I can understand why. Like, she was kind of checked out in the last season, and she's doing her own thing with Tariq now. Plus, they have a baby, and I think they're trying for another one.
That would make sense. But I feel like, what is that show going to be without Heather, without Christine?
Well, like, Heather wasn't giving much last season.
I agree, but she was at least kind of like a staple. Like, I don't know. I know this show wasn't good to begin with, so I don't know why I'm like that concerned about it falling apart, because I just haven't loved the last few seasons.
I don't know when the next one's coming out.
Me neither, but it is shocking to me that G-Flip and Chrishell are still together.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyways. Yeah, okay, I found this newsletter and it's stupid. It's nothing. She's has a thing called the Lola Life. what the fuck is this? Oh my god. Oh, it's a drink. The Lola is now available with 3 epic flavors.
Don't care. Oh,
it's a gluten-free, full-flavored, spritz premium, spirit-based, mixology-level cocktail. What kind of fucking description is that?
There's too many dashes. Description, just like JLo.
Yeah. It's a first of its kind. Ready? There's so many dashes in this. It's like LaDashia.
Okay. So in other news, Gwyneth Paltrow won her trial.
Yes. Congrats to her, mazel tov.
So did she just like walk out as soon as that decision was given?
So the judge gave the plaintiff and the defendant the opportunity to leave the courtroom first. And so she left the courtroom and leaned over to the other guy and apparently like wished him well. I wish you well.
Okay.
Like, if I ever tell you I wish you well, I'll never see you again. You'll never cross my mind.
Yeah, and I sincerely do not wish you well.
Yeah, the opposite.
I've started like saying, I hope you get whatever you deserve. I hope you get whatever's meant for you.
That's better. That's more discreet. I hope you get what you deserve.
When I say I've started saying, I mean like in my head.
Yeah. When you're saying goodbye to somebody in your mind.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, congrats, Gwyneth. Pretty badass that she just decided not to pay off this guy, take it to trial, and then watch him lose.
Yeah, and apparently this guy was like, I'll never recover from this. It's like, well, that's what you fucking get.
Yeah. Gerard Piqué finally spoke about the cheating thing with Shakira. So he basically said that in the beginning it was bad, like all the fan outrage, and it reached a point where if he let things get to him, he would have thrown himself off a cliff. But then he goes on to say, like, I'm just going to do whatever works for me and makes me happy. The only person I'm staying faithful to is myself.
Okay. What's his girlfriend think?
Bombastic side eye. Criminal offensive side eye. There were so many moments on last week's episode where I should have said that, and I've been waiting to say it, and I always forget.
You executed it great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, he just does not care. Like, he's happy to be out of the relationship. He's cool with the new girl he's with, and if he needs to leave her, he will.
Yeah, okay, cool, bye.
Like, you were no one, bro.
No.
And you're going back to being no one again.
Agreed.
Okay, lastly, this really pissed me off. Hailey Bieber launched Rode in Canada and was in Toronto this past weekend. And it was just like, who the fuck said you could be here? I was actually so mad that she was here. that my friend messaged me 6 hours later and was like, how are you feeling? You still upset that Hailey Bieber's here? And I was like, yes, I am.
I can't go outside. What if I see her and have to confront her?
Because I don't like the fact that we're supporting mean girls, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't. It really gets to me. I take it personally. I've dealt with them my whole life. And it's not fair that Hailey Bieber is just getting away with this stuff. And I was really disappointed to see all these Toronto influencers and creators, people of color who were supporting her and just kind of overlooking all of the stupid, shady shit she's done, like the racist stuff she's said. Recently, she was like laughing about the concept of Ramadan and how fasting is stupid, her words, and even Justin Bieber. And we're just going to like ignore all the like bombastic side-eye shit that Hailey did. With many people like taking over road from two women of color operating a small business. Like, they're literally taking her to court now.
Are they actually pursuing that?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
And all of her other stuff. Like, she's literally just, all she's got is a stupid lip gloss going for her. And I hate that anyone is supporting it.
Yeah. So what did you do in response?
I went out. And I painted the town red. No, I'm kidding. I just was mad.
You also bought so many of Selena's products.
Yes, I did. I managed to get my hands on the now sold out soft pinch lip oil, tinted oil.
And
I just really like the packaging. It's good. It feels like jelly. It doesn't stick to your hair. And when it wipes off.
Why are you putting it on your hair?
Okay. Trying to explain. So, you know when you put lip gloss on and the wind blows and your hair gets stuck to your lip gloss?
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't do that.
Huh, interesting.
And when it like wipes off, it stains your lips, right? It's a tint, a lip tint oil. So you still have color on your lips.
I've never been able to wear anything on my lips. It just like bothers me.
Oh, I need to have something on my lips. Otherwise, I just chew at my lips all day. It's disgusting.
I just have like the normal, whatever it's called, Blistex type stuff.
Yeah, I'm using Blistex right now. But I was going to say, it's interesting how Hailey Bieber reached out to Selena Gomez just a couple days before she was launching in Canada.
Yeah. So, she's always got motives behind what she does.
There's always an agenda. It's just disingenuous. And it's funny, like Selena Gomez, I follow her on Insta. And both of them just keep posting like up and coming products for their lines. And it's kind of cringe.
That is hilarious.
But Selena's products are actually legit. So that's it. Oh, and actually lastly, Barbie is coming out July 21st.
I didn't watch the trailer. Did you watch it?
No, I just saw pictures.
I am excited to watch it because, like, honestly, I'll go to anything that's in theaters these days. Like, we wanted to go to a movie the other day and we looked it up. There was, like, Lyle Lyle Crocodile and, like, from 100 years ago. Exactly. There's no, like, movie to actually go to in the theaters. Like, I just want a movie theater experience. So the minute there's, like, a half-decent movie coming to theaters, I'll go. So I'll go to Barbie. Sure. I'm not that interested, but I'll go.
Yeah, Barbie would be fun to watch in theaters if that's where it's releasing.
I hope it is. Like, come on. Like, we need to get back to these, like, big budget, big movie theater flicks.
Do we, Laura?
Yeah,
we do. I love my streaming platforms and staying at home.
I do love staying at home, but, you know, I like to go out once in a while. And when I'd like to go out, I like to sit in a dark room and eat popcorn and drink wine and watch a big movie.
Okay. Well, I hope for you it comes out in theaters.
Thank you so much.
Okay, pitch or ditch a bitch.
Yes, this is all you, girl.
I'm trying to think. Okay, you know what? This week I will talk about MILF Manor. So MILF Manor is that show that we briefly discussed on a previous episode where these MILFs, these middle-aged or older women think that they're going on this dating show, and they all show up. They're like between 40 to 60 something, and they're waiting to see the men that they're gonna be dating behind this wall. And when they remove the wall, they realize all the prospects are their sons. one another's sons, who are between 18 and like 24 or 5.
Oh, God.
Like, it's not even 27 to 35.
Yeah.
It's like criminal.
Oh, God. So how many episodes are there out? How many have you watched?
Two, because honestly, I couldn't do it.
Really?
It's so annoying to watch.
It sounds like that show that I watched with the kids and the parents. Like,
yeah,
the,
no, but that was wholesome.
That was wholesome. It's not wholesome at all.
your mom and dad?
Your mom, my dad, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That should come back.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, no, this is a huge ditch. Kelsey, one of the moms, is absolutely unhinged. But it's like so creepy because this mom will be on a date on the beach with someone's son, and the other mom will walk by and be like, "Hi, mama, look who I got." And she's got the other woman's son.
Ew.
And then, like, sometimes they walk in on that mom making out with their son.
Oh, no, no.
And, like, these sons are children.
Oh, my God.
It's like grooming.
This is gross.
It's really gross. Who I can't watch
the show.
It.
What network is it on?
Discovery Plus, and I will be canceling my subscription. I want my $6.99 back.
I can't believe you subscribed. Did you subscribe just for that show?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I didn't have content to watch.
I know. I was thinking of getting rid of my Telus because I've just been battling with them, like the ongoing saga never ends, and figuring out like all the streaming platforms I'd need. And I think I'd only really need like Stack TV on Amazon Prime.
Oh, you have Stack?
No, I don't. But I think that's all I need. Like, it has so many channels. Well,
Crave. Crave is good too.
Yeah, but I don't really watch that much. I guess it would have like the cable shows. Mm. I think. I don't know.
Succession came back last Sunday. So
yeah,
good.
I don't watch it.
It's the final season. Yeah, you suck. Okay, so I'll leave the other two for next time.
Okay, so that's a ditch.
Hard ditch.
Okay, let's talk about this week's episodes of Vanderpump Rules and Summer House.
Okay.
So Vanderpump Rules, honestly, I feel like there wasn't much to talk about on this episode. Like, really at all. So they
agreed.
They go to Mexico. Well, before they go to Mexico, the one part of the episode that I really did like was the dinner between Sheena and Brock and Lala, where Lala basically like apologized again for everything that she did to Brock and was basically expressing how he's kind of playing a father role in like Ocean's life and treating her so well, and she regrets everything she did and said and is so thankful for him. And it was a really wholesome moment.
I still don't trust Brock.
Yeah, but I feel like Lala is the toughest judge of character, and if she's seen him through this all and knows the details and like signs off on him, but I say that knowing like she didn't see the Randall signs either, so I'm not gonna be totally out to lunch.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think Lala just operates in extremes, and she kind of just rides for who is in her circle at the moment.
Yeah,
but if Sheena pissed her off the next day, she would go hard against Brock.
Yeah,
so I don't trust Lala.
Yeah. They had a surprise bridal shower for Sheena, which was so weird. Like,
it's ox.
If I came up on someone singing a song that I wrote, I wouldn't have no idea what's going on. Like, why aren't they saying, "Surprise, it's your bridal shower"?
Because we are good as gold. Memories.
I can't remember what podcast it was talking about. I think it was The Toast talking about. Did you listen to that one?
No.
They were talking, recapping this episode, and they're like, why was it like a flash mob? Like, they were all like bent down, like kind of like snaps, like West Side Story when they were creeping up on her. I'm like, that is so true. Why were they doing that?
So apparently LVP's son-in-law, PJ, is cheating on, what's her name?
Pandora.
Or really? Has been cheating on Pandora. But like, come on. That was happening since before they were married.
Oh, really? I don't know anything about the relation.
But, like, there was a blind item that was, like, interesting how this woman wants all of the other affairs to be aired as it will make good television, and says that everyone signed up for reality show, but as soon as it comes to her own family, she wants people to respect the privacy and they shouldn't trust the other woman.
Hmm. Fair.
I can see that.
Yeah. I agree. She's all about her persona.
Yeah. But apart from them having dinner and going to the hotel, we find out that Ariana and Katie got their restaurant space.
Yeah, that's sick. It would be exciting to go to LA and go to all these places once they're opened.
Well, not really. I wouldn't go to Schwartz and Sandy's because it looks like it's in some rundown place.
I would still go. I would go everywhere just to see it. I was trying to convince Trav to go to Vanderpump à la Paris when we're in Paris. I mean, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. On my birthday.
I know. Pour one out for you.
If you can. But yeah, so, okay. Nothing else happened.
Yeah, they arrive in Mexico and it ends off on like Ariana screaming at James at dinner because James got in an altercation at the airport with Brock's friend who was drunk, and Ariana like stood up for the friend and was trying to get James to calm down. I don't know how this erupted into a huge fight, but anyways, Allie was like cringing in between them. Then she like leaves the situation.
Right. What are your thoughts on Allie?
It's like she knows that she shouldn't be in this relationship and she knows everything that's wrong with James, but like for some reason she's sticking it out. Like she knows.
So it's like, is it for fame? Is it?
Definitely. Like, I can't believe she was at the reunion.
Yeah.
Boggles my mind. Like, I didn't even see Brock in those photos.
True.
Or even Charlie. Like, Charlie should be at the reunion over Allie.
Charlie should have definitely had a moment to speak, especially after what happened with Raquel.
Yeah, I totally agree. Stupid.
But someone was saying hopefully she shows up on, like, Watch What Happens Live before the reunion.
Yeah, hopefully.
To get her chance to speak.
She deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the last episode of Summer House, which also I felt like was pretty uneventful.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the foreshadowing of Danielle and Lindsay's friendship falling out. Carl talks about how he wants to propose to Lindsay in a month, and they celebrate Kyle's 40th.
Yeah. This whole, like, Lindsay and Danielle situation, I vacillate between whose side I'm on in any given moment.
Yeah, same. Look, I can totally tell where Danielle is coming from. I think Danielle bothers me, though, because she tries really hard to be the bestest of best friends with everyone.
With everyone or just Lindsay?
With everyone. I think she, like, does it to get some sort of, like, credit or title. I don't like it.
I can't remember if someone said it, but they were like, if you need alcohol and partying to sustain your friendship, then you should, you need to do something else.
Okay, valid, but I think that's a surface level observation of what's going on. Like, I think that, Dan, it's more about Lindsay not choosing Danielle, like, ever.
Yeah.
And not going out with Danielle. Or there was one point where Lindsay said she went out for drinks with someone else at this girl's dinner. And Danielle was like, oh, okay. And it's because Lindsay's not going out with Danielle. And also Danielle feels as though Lindsay is dimming her light because of Carl. And she thinks that Lindsay actually does want to get drunk. So that's what it is. Like, I think things are getting lost in translation.
Yeah. I could get the concern if she feels like from a general perspective, you shouldn't have to change yourself for somebody else. But also in the specific situation when we're talking about drinking, I think if you're changing yourself to be a better version of yourself for your partner, that's a positive, not a negative.
Mm-hmm. I think Danielle just wants to feel chosen by Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what I think, really comes down to.
Yeah. And I feel like she should be expressing it in that way as opposed to like framing it within the Carl-Lindsay relationship.
Sure. But it's possible that Danielle doesn't even know that that's what it is for her.
Yeah. Yeah, she might not have recognized that yet. But I do agree that's where it's all stemming from.
Yeah.
But I think Lindsay's receiving it and is like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you coming at me, my relationship like this? Like, I think
Lindsay's also not talking to Danielle about it. She's talking to everyone but Danielle.
Yeah, for sure.
She did the same thing with Amanda, too.
Yeah. It's so just like, hash it out.
Yeah, Lindsay's got to start facing her stuff too.
Yeah, I agree. And then, Corey arrives and we haven't seen much of it yet. Corey and Craig are there for the weekend. There's going to be a big party, Western themed.
It seems like Craig asks Paige to like move to Charleston, and we sort of see Paige talking about how that makes zero sense for her.
Yeah. Which I just wonder what's going to happen with their relationship. They're obviously still together right now, but it does seem like a generally unsustainable in the long, long term. Like, I'm sure they can do this kind of like long distance situation for a while, because while they're both like influencers and doing their thing, but like Craig has a whole ass fucking business sewing down south, down in Charleston. Like, he has to obviously.
Not sewing down east.
Good one.
He could do sewing up east.
Well, I think he did a pop up in New York for his sewing store at one point.
And but like, him and Austin opening a bar.
Oh, I don't know. But it just feels like he's doing his thing down in Charleston. Paige is doing her influencing fashion stuff in New York. And like, how are those two going to meet someday?
Honestly, I don't know.
I cannot envision Paige settling down in Charleston. Like, I feel like it's going to be a Craig coming to New York type of situation.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with them, but they definitely both want to be with one another. So yeah. That's going to help them last for a bit.
I feel like they've been going on like almost like 2 years now.
Hasn't it been 2 years? I thought they were coming up on three.
Maybe. I don't know. It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
Two for sure, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. And Donald Trump is facing a whopping 136 years in prison.
Okay, but I keep on seeing that, but I keep on not Googling it because I feel like I just...
I don't want to get my hopes up. Because you know what? Someone is going to be able to get him off, and you just, you know.
I just know that... I just read it and I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. We've known he's like...
Sure, Dan.
Yeah. Like, is he really? Really? Okay. Well, let me know when he's behind bars and then I'll pay attention.
Let me know when he's wearing a suit just the same shade as his skin and we can chat.
Yeah. Totally agree.
And that's it. Next week, will not be having an episode. We're telling
we'll be hanging out.
In person, because Laura's finally coming to me.
Yes, I'm going to visit her, and if I can bring my podcast mic, I will, but no guarantees. So
we'll probably be out at a restaurant anyway. So
yeah, so we'll recap our extravaganza reunion the following week.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.